This is Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. When Paul Taylor was growing up in Adelaide, South Australia in the 1960s, he was taught to conform. The tie of his school uniform was always neatly knotted, and his teachers reprimanded him if his white socks were not pulled all the way up. But that was a long time ago.
I went through an incredible change, and I graduated as a social worker out of the University of South Australia, and I went to the outback. And my work gave me direct access to the oldest living cultural history in the world. These are the people who really do think differently about the world. And they left a feeling with me, just hanging out with them, that I didn't get growing up in the suburbs of Adelaide. I came from a big, happy family, five sisters, four brothers, and there was a sense of joy and security that I got from these people that I felt in my belly.
Some of the friendships Paul made in these remote Aboriginal communities have lasted a lifetime. More than anything, he says, he was affected by the deep and intimate connection to place among people who'd been living on the same land for millennia. Ironically, after he quit his job as a social worker, Paul began a phase of his life in which he deliberately uprooted himself from everything familiar. He sold everything he had and went to Europe, where he made his living as a circus clown. A few years later, when he was briefly back in Australia, an American named Bobby Bridger hired him as a guide for several weeks. Bridger was touring Australia with a one-man show about the American West, and he and Paul became friends.
He said, come to America. He says, I'll put you in buckskins, I'll make you a mountain man. So he took me all the way up to Cody, Wyoming. I came over in 1990. He put me in his show, and I was touring around Yellowstone as a mountain man. I had a silver fox on my head, and I had my didgeridoo with me. I was playing it to make bear sounds for the show. We had the show, and we reenacted the famous bear mauling of Hugh Glass. And you didn't see the didgeridoo, but you could hear it. And so I came out and I fell in love with the Rocky Mountains. There's nothing like that in Australia. So that was the beginning of my American journey. And I'm still here.
Paul's lived in Laramie, Wyoming now for 20 years. He's made a living as a teacher and a musician and a professional storyteller. He visits schools all over the Rocky Mountain West. And while he's in love with the American West, he loves to teach American kids about Australia.
The lizard man loved to throw. He threw and threw as the people watched and watched. The boomerang circled above and around them again and again. Their body.
It's a juggle because I've created this lifestyle where I'm actually teaching about my homeland. But I'm living here, and then I go back. I create, and in a way, I consciously created the project as a way of keeping my connection to my homeland.
Paul is referring to the Yubulyawan Dreaming Project, a phenomenally ambitious documentation of Wardaman Aboriginal culture, song, art, language, stories, and ecology. For more than 10 years, Paul has returned to North Australia every year to collect material under the direction of Wardaman elder Bill Harney.
It's what he wants to share as the custodian of the culture. He's the last male custodian, which means he's the last male fully initiated elder that's gone through ceremony. And there would normally be a whole series of elders, like teachers that went through and took the kids through all these different levels of caring for the land. That's what it was all about, teaching them about caring for the land. They did it through singing it, dancing it, painting it, and then putting it all in theatre. They were practicing theatre with the landscape for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and that's how they kept the life force going. And if we don't do that, then the land will will die, and we will die with it.
You've been listening to Mountain West Voices. Our series is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. The singing and playing of Wardaman Elder Bill Harney was provided by Paul Taylor and used with permission. To learn more about the work of Paul Taylor and the Yubelyawin Dreaming Project, go to mountainwestvoices.org. You can see images of today's story, subscribe to our podcast, and listen to and download more than 100 stories from around the Rocky Mountain West. I'm Clay Scott.